Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Thanks very much for staying with us. Thanks for hanging out with us. And you're going to be glad you did, because we got our good friend Nell Merlino back on the show. Nell has been with me now on the show. She's been a member of our Brain Trust for about 6 or 7 years. Way back when she first, I mean, Count Me In it was just a gleam in her eye, basically. And I've been happy to tell you about the great, courageous crusade she's been on to help women get their businesses going and get them funded. And as I say, she's a co-founder of Count Me In, also Make Mine a Million. We'll get her to explain both of those in just a second. Right now, let's get her in here. Nell Merlino, welcome back to the show.
Oh, Jim, hi. It's so great to be with you again.
It's always good to have you back. Way back when you and I first met, we were at an Office Depot conference.
That's
probably
right.
Probably in 02 or something like that.
That's 01 or 02. Absolutely right. Right on the money.
And you were working on Make Mine a Million.
Yeah, we had just started thinking about that. Yeah.
Was Count Me In already part of what you were doing? Which came first, Make Mine a Million?
Count Me In is the organization that
right.
We do Make Mine a Million Dollar Business through, and we created Make Mine a Million Dollar Business because what we learned from so many women across the country about what they were struggling with as they got their businesses going, and it was really trying to figure out how to grow. So we created this program that helps women across the country grow their business from micro businesses to million-dollar enterprises. And
mm-hmm.
We are just having such successes that we had events June 3rd in Newark, and we did one in Seattle last week. And the mayor of Newark came, and the governor
wow.
of the state of Washington came and spoke to us. And we now have another, 20 women who are on their way to a million with just wonderful, wonderful help from our community and our coaches. It's just fabulous. It just
tell us how it, tell us how it works.
How it works, and their opportunities all fall, starting in September, for women to apply across the country. Again, we've got 5 more events coming up in the fall. And you go to makemineamillion.org, fill out the application. It gets you to do an executive summary of your business plan. And if you've never done a business plan before, you'll get an executive summary of one, whether you think you need one or not. And I would argue that most people could use a little
mm-hmm.
planning. And we go through a review process, and we pick a group of finalists. The finalists come to whatever city we're going to be in. First city we're going to be in September is Albuquerque, New Mexico. And prepare a 3-minute elevator pitch describing your business, how you grew it to wherever you are, and how you're going to get it to a million, and what would happen to you if you won Make Mine a Million, because you get coaching and mentoring for
each
year.
How many people are going to win?
In Albuquerque, we'll have there'll be 20 finalists, 10 winners. We have 10 winners in every city we go into.
Wow! And those 10 people get what?
Coaching and mentoring for a year. They get access to financing of up to $50,000 from American Express Open.
Right.
They get all kinds of financial information, particularly related to insurance and financial security, from AIG. They get a $1,000 shopping spree from Dell, so they can buy laptops or
wow.
servers or whatever it is they need. Cisco offers a networking package to them. FedEx offers discounts. JetBlue gives you airplane tickets. I mean, we have just this incredible array. Plus, you get to join a community of women that's now 52,000 strong.
Wow.
Of women who have the intention of growing their business to a million. And what we have found is that it's so important to be talking with and working with other women who are trying to do the same thing, because 52,000 women, we've all seen whatever challenges there are, and we get help from all kinds of experts. So it's just a great place to be if you want to grow your business.
And folks, the voice you're listening to right now belongs to the lady who envisioned all this way back years and years ago. And now, on behalf of all the women whom you've inspired, and especially the ones that you've helped directly, as you were just describing. I want to know that I want you to know that you're one of my heroes.
Oh, well, thank you, Jim.
Well, no, I'm serious.
I mean, people, the women who keep doing this
people
every
have
year.
People don't realize. A lot of people don't realize that you started this in your apartment.
Yes, I did.
When you had nothing to offer. I mean, you basically started from a blank slate. You remind me of when I started my business. Somebody says, "Were you undercapitalized?" I said, "Well, to be undercapitalized presumes that you had some capital."
That's the truth.
and you, that's where you were, because I remember the story. And
undercapitalized,
you
just almost no staff. You bet.
Yeah, and so you've come to the point now where, folks, she's got all these corporations who want to be part of what she's done. If anybody, if you ever want to see an incredible success story, and Nell never talks about herself, she only talks about the people she helps, but if you want to hear about an incredible success story, even though it's kind of a non-traditional business, mm-hmm. Nell, your story is an incredible success story.
Thank you.
I think, and I think the people, the women who work, ladies, if you get involved in this thing, of course it's the best. I mean, it's high quality, highly professional. This is the real thing. If you get involved in this and you're looking for somebody to emulate in terms of their vision, their drive, the belief that in America anything can happen, regardless if you're male or female, look, see what Nell's done. Follow her around. That'd be a great place for you to start.
That's very nice of you. Thank you.
Well,
but
you know,
I always like
just
telling stories about the women that I meet. I tell you, because they inspire me. They inspire me. This is like a little it's a big tornado that we've created, we each keep inspiring each other, and that's what keeps me going. Is the challenges and the success. I was with a woman last week in Seattle, who's the mother of three. She's 7 months pregnant with her fourth baby.
Holy mackerel.
And she has a $750,000 business running out of her living room. and she's figured out how to manage the kids, the business. She's on her way to a million. And every instance that I see of people just coping with all different kinds of family situations who are also able to grow their businesses at the same time and do it so well, that is what I'm inspired by, because they've figured out how to have time for their kids and their business.
Right. When we come back, Nell's going to tell us some more stories and a little bit more about how you can reach out to her and her organization and be successful. And we're going to talk about some things that women need to work on. And right after these messages, 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website's the smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. If you'll check it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com, you can hear the show, all the different ways that we make it available on the Internet, and you can listen to archives of past interviews. You can read articles, check out our blog, subscribe to my newsletter, check out our Brain Trust members, and everything's free, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And don't forget to check out our knowledge base, askjim.biz. That's where you get Small Business Answers Now. We're visiting with our good friend, Nell Merlino, co-founder and CEO of Count Me In, the lady who created Make Mine a Million, making women more successful all over the country. And by the way, folks, this Make Mine a Million thing has really gotten legs. Now, I mean, the way you've gotten sponsors behind this, you've gotten people want to be part of this. This is just an incredible story. One of the things, though, I want to talk about a couple of things. Number one, I want you to give us some more examples of the women who have been involved in this.
Sure.
But I also want to talk about some of the things that you've seen that women who join the marketplace, maybe who haven't been in the marketplace before,
right,
as a business owner, but when they join the marketplace, what are some of the things that if you could talk to them, if you could say, okay, make sure you do this, make sure you don't do this, what would be some of those things?
I think one of the most important things to do is learn how to delegate. You got to learn how to get other people doing work that you're not best at, so that you can do what you're best at, which usually is grow your business and get out there and sell whatever it is you're making.
And I see delegate. Now, that's not a female shortfall. I mean, men and women, all small business owners have that problem, don't they?
I agree.
Delegating.
I'm an expert on women business owners. You know about the fellas. I think delegating is a hard thing to do.
It's hard for everybody.
If you've not done it before, once you get the hang of it, you understand. I would say the other important thing, if you're just starting, you've really got to do your research and make sure that you are selling a service or a product that people really want to buy.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we get into something that we love or our family loves, and we think everybody else is going to love it. A lot of times that's true, but sometimes it's not exactly true, and you need to really have a sense that you're going to be able to make some money doing whatever it is you've started out doing. So I would check that out.
You're not going to be a restaurateur, successful restaurateur, just because you like to cook or just because you like to feed people.
Exactly. You really got to check. Because we've had so many situations in communities that are really small where people set up a restaurant. There are just not enough bodies. You could have the best food going. There are not enough bodies in the county or in the town to support a restaurant. Maybe there are enough bodies to support, you know, a catering business or, you know, that you can do specialty
foods or something like that.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think the other most important thing is that as you get a business going, you really pay attention to your financials. So many of us get into it, we're so enamored with our product, you know, if it's a product people like, that we don't pay attention to which product is making how much money for us, which product may be draining money from the business.
What about commingling the money, the business money with the family money?
That's probably not a good idea.
It's not a good idea, but how much do you see it?
I see it all the time. I did it myself. I ran my business out of my personal checkbook for like the first 2 or 3 years.
Everybody does it for a while. But how do you help people quit doing that?
You have to decide. I did meet a woman who kept all the money. She did weddings. She kept all the money that needed to go to vendors in her right pocket in cash, and all the money that she was going to be able to pay herself in her left pocket. And it took us a while to convince her that it was better to have that in some books than in her pockets, you know, because what happens if she put her pants in the washer and all the money got mixed up? But it's very important. I think it comes from us. I knew my own reaction was I couldn't believe people, you know, I was getting paid to do what I love doing. And I didn't think about it for a while. And the sooner you start to think about it, the sooner you plan. Because planning, when you've got a business, particularly in this economic climate, is just really important and prudent, and you're going to do better if you know what's coming and you know how much money you have and how much money you're hoping to make and what you're going to, you know, who owes you what and who do you owe money to, all of those things. And there are plenty of programs out there. I mean, you know, some folks use QuickBooks. There are lots of different programs that you can use that help you do that. There are also, you know, small business centers you can go to that can help you figure out how to do your financials. But I would say particularly to women, your financial page, just maybe because you have trouble reading it, is not a bad thing. It's another story. It's another part of your business that the sooner you become familiar with it, the more empowered you're going to be by it. It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. So I would say learning what you can and understanding your profit and loss statement. If you can get to that point, you're going to be in much stronger shape than a lot of other business owners who maybe look at their financials once a year when they do their taxes.
Mm-hmm. Folks, I hope you heard what she said. Everything Nell just said is absolutely the key to your success. Not the success of your business model, but the success of you operating your business in a long term. Your business model, what you sell, and what Nell just said are two different things. When you're successful, you got to be able to sustain that, and you have to do what Nell just said. Nell, hold on. Can you stay with us just a little bit longer now?
I sure can.
Stand by. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back with Nell Marlena. I'm going to ask her about some of these women that she's helping us. Stand by. We'll be right back.
Yep. he's done it again, folks.
Oh, no, not again. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the third year in a row.
It's not the first time. It won't be the last.
He's Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for hanging out with me today. My pleasure. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you're here. Nell Merlino is our guest. Nell Merlino is founder, co-founder, and CEO of Count Me In. Also, the brains behind and the vision behind Make Mine a Million. And Nell, give us your website and tell us. Go ahead and give us a little bit of a commercial about your organization.
Okay, the website is MakeMineAMillion.org. I think the most exciting thing about our website is we have just launched an educational platform unlike any other. AIG helped us put this together. It helps you with your finances. It helps you figure out how to balance work and family. It helps you figure out, you know, how to do your planning. It is, and it's all done with little videos of women who are in our program, women who have taken their businesses from $325,000 to $1 million in 6 months, women who've gone from $400,000 to $5.7 million in 18
wow.
months. We are seeing changes, and it's a combination of obviously what's in these women, but meeting other women. We were out in Seattle last week, and there was a woman who was amazed at how many women are calling her up because she was sitting there describing how she figured out a problem with a sales rep she was dealing with. And there's a minute and a half clip of video on the Make Mine a Million site, on our educational tab there on the website, and she's gotten calls from women all over the place saying, how did you do that? You know, tell me exactly what you said, because we all have different challenges. So I would say we have events all fall. Go to the website, sign up for the one closest to you, and get in this game, because you really can. If you want to grow your business, what Make Mine a Million does is it offers women an opportunity to get all of the resources they need to grow their business. To be in Make Mine a Million, you got to be at $250,000 in revenue to compete, but we also have a program called Micro to Millions. If you're below $250,000
all right.
in revenue, we want to get this pipeline going. At every event, we make five awards
to
women who are under $250,000, but they've got a business and they want to grow it. If you want to grow your business, I don't care if you're at $50,000 in revenue, you sign up for Micro to Millions, and it's all the same application. You'll see it's really
mm-hmm.
easy.
And I've been to the website,
financing,
folks.
And coaching to get you going.
I've been to your website now. It looks good. It's outstanding information, excellent resources.
We're getting there. Anybody who's out there with a business knows those websites just keep you busy 24 hours a day.
That's right. So, folks, ladies, if you can't go to one of these events, you need to avail yourself of the information that Nell has on her website. MakeMineAMillion.org. Is that right?
That is absolutely right.
Okay.
Change
so
your life, ladies.
What about, we got a couple of minutes left. Give us some other success stories that you've seen.
Well, I tell you, the one that just, there's a woman in North Carolina, and her name is Leah Brown. And Leah had an uncle who died of AIDS, and she was so upset about it, but also angry about how long it took to get the drugs to market that
mm-hmm.
would be really helpful to him.
Mm-hmm.
She formed a business called A10 Solutions. That works now with all the major pharmaceutical companies,
mm-hmm.
speeding up the drug trials by having enough people available to be involved in the testing and all that kind of stuff. And we met her about, almost a year ago. And she's gone from, I think, 40 employees to 106 employees.
Wow.
And she went from
$600,000
to $1.6 million in less than a year.
What's her business model?
I don't know. What I keep the track of is how much money they make and how many employees they have. I would have to. Leah is a great person. You actually got to have her on your show. She understands this industry and how to work with it in a way that's very helpful both to the consumer but also to the companies that are trying to do all the research and figure out how to get life-saving medication to people.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, there's legislation, even as we speak, being proposed. That being debated, that would allow people who are they're basically terminal, receive medicines in advance of the final trials, because you know they've got no other choice. They have no other options, and so that's being debated right now to create that kind of an opportunity for people who are terminal to get medicines that aren't completely tried.
Wow, that's excellent.
So maybe some of her work has helped. Hey, give us the website one more time now.
It's makemoneyamillion.org. I tell you, we will help you with resources, networks, community, everything you need to grow your business.
Hey, Nell, next time try to get fired up about this, okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Thanks,
Jim.
Nell. See you later. Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Nell Merlino, ladies and gentlemen. Check it out, ladies. It's good stuff, I promise you. Nell's the real deal, and so is her organization. Quick break. Right back with Gail Buskey right after these messages. Stay with us.
Every day the answer seems more distant.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.